Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
First serve coming up here in just a moment. It's Class 1A Division II State Volleyball here in Kansas, down in Emporia. Jake Spaulding alongside Danny Alley. Studio producer today, Jeff Nichols, back at the Hiawatha Studios. Big thanks to everybody making this possible. It's a scramble week for us here at MSC Radio with six different teams broadcasted across the state of Kansas today for state volleyball. And by the way, a little bit later on this afternoon, there'll be more volleyball here from Nebraska that we'll have for you here on Sunny 101.3 as well as over on KTNC. Big day for you here today with volleyball. Danny, you're a former player. You're a coach. What is it so exciting about state volleyball time? Hey, this is the final day for all these kids to go out there and leave it on the floor.
Yeah, 100%, especially for the seniors. This is the biggest stage, and this is where you dream to be at the end of every season. So regardless of what happens today, each of these teams needs to be proud of where they're at.
Axtell, again, the 8th seed coming into this one, and the 4 seed, or check that, 3 seed, will be Lynn as well. They will be facing off here in the semifinal round. On the other side of the court, it's Hanover, the 5 seed, taking on Ingalls, the 2 seed. We are going to be stepping aside here momentarily for the national anthem here in Emporia, but briefly here again, reminder that Axtell, coached by head coach Rhonda Hazekamp, her first season here at Axtell, it's her alma mater. She played in this, or for this team, their first time getting a, or second time getting a trophy back in 1997, placing third in the state. Maya Rodenbaum, the manager, Avery Kroger, a manager, Ellie Bussing, a manager, and assistant coaches Rose Tuckelman and Pam Bussing. You'll be hearing a lot about Claire Bussing, Callie McClellan, as well as Caitlin Detwiler, Reagan Hazenkamp, Alyssa Hazenkamp, Natalie Strothman, Ava Brockstrom, and Maggie Strothman all throughout the day today for the Axtell Eagles. Danny's really highlighted Caitlin Detwiler, as she should, the sophomore setter that has had a great career already as just a sophomore, but she mentioned the seniors for this Axtell team. Their final time wearing the blue, red, and white for the Eagles here on the volleyball court. Natalie Strothman, Alyssa Hazenkamp, Callie McClellan, and Avery Bussing with Claire Bussing. Their final time here this for their career here for Axtell. There's a big opportunity knocking for them to upset Lynn. We're going to step aside for the national anthem here back in 2 minutes to Emporia for 182 State Volleyball.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D.O.N. of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
November is American Diabetes Month, and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska, Northwest Missouri, and you're ready for some state volleyball here on your local sports authority, FM 101.3, Sunny Falls City. Jeff Nichols back in studio, Jake Spaulding alongside Danny Alley here in Emporia, Kansas, 1A Division II, state volleyball. It's the semifinal round. We've got Axtell and Lynn here today. Axtell moving right to left across your radio dial in their blue jerseys with white numerals and lettering trimmed in red. Lynn, the Bulldogs, the 3 seed in this tournament in their white uniforms with the black numerals and lettering trimmed in yellow. Danny, you ready to get this first serve up?
Absolutely, Jake. I'm so excited to watch what happens today. This looks like to be some great volleyball.
Axtell, the 8 seed. Lynn, the 3 seed. Winner moves on to a state championship later today. Lynn wins the flip. They get first serve, and it's their libero leading it off for them in Gretchen Fox. And it's going to be an ace off the back row of Axtell. Give you their starters here in just a minute. Lynn jumps out early. 1-2-0. For Axtell, it'll be the libero Claire Busting, the 5'6 senior, Callie McClellan, the 5'9 senior, as well as Caitlin Detweiler, 5'6 sophomore, Alyssa Hazekamp, a 5'7 senior, Natalie Stroffen, a 5'10 senior as well. Another serve from the Bulldogs, kept alive here by Axtell. Detweiler setting it near side. It's going to be McClellan from the 10-foot line to the back row, dug up by Lynn. They're on the attack here with Schmecki, and her put down, no, picked up, nice job there by Hazekamp. Set from Detweiler. McClellan into the double block, and it falls on the Bulldogs' side. We're tied at 1 here early.
Jake, you can see they've got some fresh legs. Hustle is already evident, chasing a couple balls here, but looks like we are ready to roll.
So back to serve here for the Eagles. Their first service opportunity to stop for Phenom and Caitlin Detweiler. Left-hander sent it across the net, taken by the libero on the back row. It's Simon. Now across the net, they come on a free ball, third hit, and it goes off the hand, errantly off of Hazekamp. That's Reagan. It was a free ball, Danny, but she had to get a little bit lower to the ground. That one just kind of shoots off sideways.
Yeah, it just dropped right in front of her, and she didn't get quite her feet under her and set. So, shank ball.
Now to serve Elizabeth Olson, a 5'10 senior for Lynn. Serve to the back row through the fingertips of Natalie, and trying to keep it alive, but it goes into the stands. It'll be an ace, the second ace by the Bulldogs off the back row of Hazekamp.
Maybe just a few jitters here coming out, but serve receive is something they did so well yesterday, so maybe a little bit of an adjustment and a deep breath here to get a pass up to their setter.
Actually, Bailey Peters, I beg your pardon, just served through the hands of Stroff this time again, but Detweiler able to get underneath it and send it across from the third hit. Here come the Bulldogs on the attack, set to the middle, too wide, out of play. It's now 3-2, Lynn with the lead. That kill attempt coming from Isabel Rogie, a 5'10" junior. So Axtell will send back the serve for the first time. It's Callie McClellan. Right-hand server across the net, taken in the back row by the libero and Turk. Now on the attack, through the double block, a diving effort by Detweiler, could not pop it up. And it's 4-2, Lynn early.
Yep, and we talked about that before this match started. They're going to have to be all over the block today in order to find some success.
Back to serve now for Lynn. It'll be Jenny Church, the 5'6" junior, to the back row. It's taken there by Bussing. Quick set near side. Reagan Hazekamp can't put it down. Turk with the dig. Now on the attack, through the double block is Wirt. Step near side now. Here's Hazekamp just over the double block. Maybe this time her jump by a little bit, Danny, but it worked out for the Eagles.
Yeah, I caught myself sucking my breath in there because I saw her. She took off too soon, but she was able to hang in the air and caught that ball on the way down, which threw off the defense, and she hit the hole right where she needed to.
Natalie Stroffman, service error number 1 on Axtell, and that jump serve from her, we talked about that hampered left ankle, or right ankle, excuse me, of Stroffman that she hurt yesterday. Definitely seemed to kind of struggle on that serve. Lynn with her opportunity. That's a service error. So the exchange point is 5-4 Lynn here in set number 1.
Yeah, we talked yesterday a lot about momentum, Jake. Momentum is something that they are going to have to find and find it early and keep it on their side.
Alyssa Hazekamp comes in 5'7" senior defensive specialist to serve. Great serve over the net. Quick set outside. Here comes Turk. Down the line. It's on the line and in for a point. 6-4, Lynn with the lead early.
If Axel can figure out how to get a finger on each ball, it's going to slow that ball down enough to allow their defense to get to them.
Across the way, Hanover leads early 8-1 in their semifinal against Ingles. Serve here by Lynch, who's strong. Another service error. That's the second on the Bulldogs. It's 6-5. Axel trails by one, and will send back Reagan Hazenkamp to serve. Hazenkamp, coach's daughter. Outside hitter, 5'9" sophomore. Great serve, hard to the back row. Picked up, here's a set near side. Words down the line, but too strong. It's out of play, and we're tied at 6.
This is exactly what we talked about. This could be one of those opportunities to bring that momentum to your side. If she could get a few serves here in a row, get up a few points, might be some good signs.
Locked in at 6, Hazenkamp serve, taken in the back row by the Libro once again at Turk. Here's a set near side where it's nice diving effort to keep it alive. Axel scrambling, Hazenkamp sends it across on the third hit. Great effort by Reagan. Now Lynn on the attack, over the double block, too wide. Oh, it's on the line. Point for Lynn, but great hustle. Reagan Hazenkamp kept it alive, popped in the air by Detweiler. They sent it over on the third hit, but Lynn able to find just the corner of the tape. They lead 7-6.
They were able to make an adjustment on this side of the court, Jake. The hole that Lynn just hit is a hole that was open a lot yesterday, so they were able to adjust for that. Lots of bodies scrambling here.
Third ace here by Lynn as it's off the hand of Reagan Hazenkamp on the back row. Coach Bussing stands up, giving some instruction for Axel. Here's a short serve into the net. Third service error by Lynn here early. It's 8-7, Lynn.
Got to take advantage of those missed serves on the other side, especially when you're struggling on your own side.
Natalie goes to the front row. Younger sister Maggie onto the back line to serve. Sophomore Strothman, 6'1", great serve. His quick set to the back side over the double block, popped in the air momentarily by Maggie, but it goes out of play on the kill for the Bulldogs. It's 9-7, Lynn. Maggie will come out. Back in the lead row for Axel and Claire Bussing. Back to serve for the Dogs will be Gretchen Bott. Taken to the back row by Hazenkamp. Popped over the net by Detweiler. Here comes the Bulldogs on the attack. Bott digs in the back row by Hazenkamp, but it's too strong. Goes out of play. It's 10-7 now. Lynn on a 3-0 run.
And you saw Detweiler there dump the ball like she knows how to do, and she does so well. Lynn is just there to cover. Those deep corners are open, though, so hopefully they can figure that out.
Another hard serve from Bott, taken by Bussing. Set come near side, Natalie Strothman. Blocked up in net. No, they say it was never touched, never went over. It's 4 hits on the Eagles. And you see that leaping foot. It is the left ankle really struggling for Natalie, right? Is it her right foot?
I think it's the right ankle.
Okay, right ankle. Bott with another serve into net. 4th service error on Lynn.
Again, this is something they've got to figure out how to take advantage of. Detweiler's back to serve, arguably their best server this year, so maybe she can get some points rolled off here.
11-8, Lynn by 3. Detweiler to serve. Brockstrom back in on the front row. Nearly an ace, kept alive by Lynn. They send it over. Free ball here. Detweiler to Blitzing. Here's Cy McClellan, tries to go to the deep corner and goes too far. It's 12-8 on the miss hit from McClellan.
That was a great step-up set for 15 here, Hazenkamp. She was able to step in and set that ball. It was a beautiful set, just failed it too far out of bounds.
Bailey Peters back to serve for the Bulldogs. Left-handed to the back row, taken by Reagan. Now McClellan will set it up to the back row, and it's Hazenkamp. Reagan pushed the deep corner, popped in the air by the Bulldogs on the attack. It's worked. Stuffed at the net by Natalie Strothman. And the Eagles, for the first time today, stuff a kill attempt at the net.
That was a great send to the deep corner. We talked about that being open earlier. It made them scramble. Their setter was off balance. Got the ball to their hitter off balance, too.
McClellan with a great serve here. Axel trails 12-9. Back set to work. Oh, missed dig attempt there by Bussing as the ball just fell right in front of her. Good diving effort. But Lynn gets the kill. It's 13-9. Bulldogs here in step one. Battle of the Twin Valley League here for the third time this year. Here's Detweiler, pops it in the air. Natalie Strothman a little off balance, hits it into the net. 14-9 now, Lynn, here in set number one. Coach Rhonda Hazenkamp giving some instruction. Ava Brockstrom And Reagan Hazekamp on the front line with Setter Detweiler. And here's another ace, the fourth ace of this set. And a timeout, Axtell. 15-9, Lynn finding something here offensively behind the service line. Now four aces in the opening set. We're back in 30 seconds to Emporia, Kansas. Axtell trailing 15-9 here on Sunny 101.3.
Harvest season is right around the corner, and our farmers will be working from sun up to sundown to help feed us all. Drivers, we ask that you please slow down, give space, and be patient in your farm equipment. Farmers, stay alert, stay rested, and put safety first. This harvest, let's look out for one another, because safe roads and safe farms mean a stronger community. A message from SBS Insurance. Rooted in safety, growing with you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Out of the actual timeout, they trail Lynn 15-9 here, set one of the 1A Division II state semifinals here in Emporia, Kansas. Jake Spaulding alongside Danielle Alley, Jeff Nichols back in studio. We're glad you're with us here on Sunny 101.3. Out of the timeout, Lynn with another serve, taking the back row. It'll be another ace. That's the fifth ace here by Lynn.
Yeah, Jake, we talked a lot about yesterday. Serve receive was not an issue. Today, it looks like serve receive is a little bit of an issue. I don't know if it's a communication thing, if there's a little bit of nerves going on, but got to figure out how to adjust for that.
Jenny Turk, her fifth consecutive serve for the Bulldogs, taken in the back row by Natalie, set by Detweiler coming to your side. McClellan can't put it away. Now set going to the outside. Here's Turk, stuffed at the net, picked up though by the Bulldogs. Set back over to Axel's side. Here's Detweiler, second near side. Reagan Hazekamp can't put it away. She tries to tap it across. Bulldogs now on the attack. Popped in the air by McClellan. Brought back by Bussing. And Callie will have to send it over as a free ball on the third hit. Now Lynn, quick jump across the net by their setter. Great play there by Sophia Hilchin. And a diving effort by Detweiler to no avail.
Jake, lots of hustle, though, on that rally. That was nice to see.
17-9 now, Lynn. Their largest lead of the set is 8. Another serve here from Turk. For seventh straight, nice pass in the back row. Now on the attack, it's Hazekamp. Reagan can't put it down. Nice dig in the back row by Turk. Now Work on the attack. Picked up the back row by Bush, except for Detweiler. And Hazekamp, too strong on the kill attempt. She's about 7 feet off the net that time, and that ball hit the bleachers. It's 18-9, another timeout coming here from Axtell. So out of the first timeout, Lynn extends their 6-point lead up to 9. Another break here. The Eagles trying to correct some things here in set number one of the 1A-2. State Volleyball Championship semifinal here on Sunny 101.3. We're back in 30 seconds.
Stay healthy this holiday season. The holidays are right around the corner. As we gather with family and friends, it's important to stay healthy. Protect yourself and your loved ones by practicing good hand hygiene and getting your flu shot. But if you do find yourself feeling under the weather, don't worry. Sabetha Family Practice is here to help. Call them today at 785-284-2141. We're committed to care.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Jake and Danny back with you in Emporia, Kansas, 1A-D2 State Volleyball here on Sunny 101.3. Jeff Nichols back in the studio out of the actual second timeout. 18-9 Lynn. They continue to serve with Turk. Here's Detweiler setting it up. Natalie Strothman pushes to the back row. Dug up on the back line by Turk on the attack. Bulldogs unable to put it down. Detweiler setting it up near side. Here's Reagan Hazekamp this time over the double block and on the back line. An actual break serve out of the timeout.
That's that timing that we were talking about earlier. That was a well-timed play. Both setter and hitter. Great pass. That was just a really good point there.
Natalie Strawson back to serve for Axtell. The first serve of the day. She couldn't really plant on her jump, and that time she does get the plant down, but she sent it sailing. The service error number 2 on the Eagles, and it's 19-10, Lynn. Back to serve for the Bulldogs will be Sophia Hilchin. Taken in the back row by Reagan Hazekamp. Pass from Maggie Strothman. Sent over by Detweiler on the third hit. Here's Work. Popped in the air. Across the net. Once again by Hazekamp. Now a back set. Popped over to the net again. This time by McClellan. Lynn controlling the volleyball here. Work stuffed at the net. Popped in the air. Kept alive. And Lynn scrambling. Can they get it over? They do on the third hit. Great hustle by the Bulldogs. Now Detweiler setting up. Maggie. This time she's able to put it down.
I think a little bit of mistiming on that one. She caught the ball on the way down, was able to tip it, though, and it landed where it needed to land. So great hustle on both sides of the ball that time.
Great rally, and the Eagles earned the point. They're trailing now by 8. It's 19-11. Back to serve will be Alyssa Hazenkamp. This one taken on the back row. Set coming to the far side. Men attacking left to right. Off of the double block and out of play. 20 now to 11. Lynn with the lead. And on the far side, Hanover takes care of business quickly against Ingles, 25-6 in step number one. Twin Valley League representing here in Emporia. Here's a serve from Lynn. 20-11 with the lead. Now Detweiler setting up Maggie Strothman. She's stuck at the net. She goes right back off her shoulder and out of play. It's 21-11. Eagles need to push points here, but it all starts with a serve-receive first pass.
Yep, that's right. Got to get a first pass up to your setter and got to find a way to put the ball down.
Serve here by Saint. Taking in the back row. Good pass that time. And tipping it across. We talked about the headiness of Detweiler. That time, instead of setting, she dumps it. And the Eagles get a point to get back within 9.
Perfect place. Right behind her head. They were not expecting that.
Hazenkamp will go back to serve. It'll be Reagan, her second time through. This serve. Good one taken in the back row by the libero. Oki. Now work. Can't put it down. Pumped in the air by Detweiler. Set coming out. Now Caitlin will send it from the right side. That's dug in the back row by Lynn. Now on the attack, stuffed at the net by Maggie Strompton. Lynn resets. They're tight to the net, tipping it over. And, over the antenna. Has good coverage there, if you will, from Alyssa Hazenkamp. But it goes off of her hand and out of play.
Yeah, that was really great coverage. Just didn't have her body quite turned.
So it's 22-12, Lynn, here in set number one. Winner will play for a state championship out of this match. Detweiler back set. Strothman puts it down on the back line. No, just a little too strong. It's 23-12. And you can see the Lynn faithful starting to get a little antsy. They want to stand up for that set point. Lynn just 2 points away from taking set one. Serve from the Bulldogs. Fire. Detweiler setting it up near side. McClellan. Cali stuffed up the net. Picked up by Detweiler. Rockerman setting it up outside McClellan. This time too strong, and it's out of play. It's 24-12. Lynn is at set point. Serving it up again will be Meyer for Lynn. Southpaw puts it. Picked up in the air by Reagan Hazenkamp. Back set from Detweiler. Now Strothman. Maggie sets it across on the third hit. On the attack, near side. Tipped across. Detweiler picks it up. Now Hazenkamp setting it up outside. Caitlin tips it across and Lynn's there to cover it. Now Lynn on the outside attack. Works. Can't put it down. Nice dig there by Hazenkamp. Reagan. Now Maggie Strothman. Her kill attempt. Popped in the air. Lynn scrambling. Can they get it over in 3? Yes, they can. Now Alyssa Hazenkamp over to Detweiler. Now McClellan off the net and over. It'll drop in for a point. An actual saving off set point number one. It's 24-13.
And that was some great hustle play, great net play. That's the kind of thing that we saw out of Axel yesterday. They got to figure out how to bring that every point.
So Maggie Strothman back to serve here for the Eagles. First serve into the corner. Picked up on the back line by the Bulldogs on the attack. It's worked through the double block and it drops. Set one goes to Lynn. It's 25-13 here for the Bulldogs. Again, Hanover wants set one on the far court. They're up 1-0 over Eagles. Lynn up 1-0 over Axel here. A lot of work to do here for the Eagles, but if there's a team that can make a comeback, it's the Axel Eagle team. We'll be back in 2 minutes here to Emporia, Kansas for state volleyball here on the Sunny 101.3.
How's your outdoor cooking working out? Does it need an upgrade or something new? We have all the outdoor accessories you could ever need. This is Smokin' Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. Take a look at the Louisiana Founders Series pellet grills at an unbelievable low prices for this fall. We also have all the Napoleon gas grills available on the same program. And of course, Gosney pizza ovens and Primo ceramic grills. Another new item is a ceramic coated griddle. Come see us today for all your smoking hot deals at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. We service what we sell.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfort Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfort Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfort Meat Company, small-town butcher with big-time flavor.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Sunny 101.3.
Great serve by Detweiler. Lynn sends it right back. We're in set number two. McClellan on the attack. Popped in the air by the Bulldogs. No score here. Beginning set number two. And Lynn puts it down. The outside hitter and Sands able to get the first point for Lynn. Welcome back to Emporia. Jake Spaulding alongside Danny Alley. Jeff Nichols back in studio as Lynn took set one. 25-13, just underway here in set number two of this state semifinal of the state of Kansas down in Emporia. After the serve by Lynn, here's Axel on the attack. McClellan punches it across, and now Lynn sends it right back, pops in the air by Reagan Hayes at camp. Detweiler sets it across to Lynn. They're scrambling. Great back set that time and kept alive here by Eagles as Detweiler on the attack. McClellan through the double block, tight to the net. Coming right back down, though, is Natalie Strothman. How's that angle look on that one, Danny? Is Strothman able to put it away?
Yeah, that was some great net play right there, and that's what they're going to have to do to continue in this match. Lynn is such a scrappy volleyball team. That's what's serving them so well right now. So Axel's got to figure out a way to combat that.
Back to serve will be Callie McClellan, and she pops it in the back row. Nice job keeping it alive on the Bulldogs. They send it to the deep corner. Popped in the air by Claire Bussing. Net set near side from Detweiler, pushing far corner. How about you? Reagan Hazenkamp just shoves it to the back corner and hits the line.
And that's perfect. That's perfect placement of that ball. They're not ready for those deep corners. I talked earlier about how I feel like those holes are there. Maybe try to shoot those a couple more times.
So back to serve again, Callie. 5'9" senior. Nice deep serve to the back row, taken by Turk the lead row. Now back set, stopped at the net again by Natalie Strothman. And once again, Lynn tries to punch it across. Strothman and Broxman are there. This time, getting a touch on the back line was the diving effort of Claire Bussing, but it goes off her hand into the student section. But great net play again with the final third punch. Lynn able to put it down.
Yeah, just getting that fingertip on the ball. Slows it down enough. Hopefully, back row can kind of get those up here in the next few points.
2-2, your score here in set number two. Serving it up will be Peters. Taken to the back row by Bussing. Popped in the air by Strothman, Natalie, and trying to send it over on the third, but hitting the wall with Callie McClellan. And it goes out of play. When their first lead here in set two, it's 3-2.
Back row just needs to take a deep breath. Those serves aren't coming too hard. Right now, I feel like it's just a mental game. They've got to tell themselves they can do it and get that one pass up to the setter.
So 3-2, Lynn with the lead. Another serve here by Peters into the net. Service error number one. That's number six on the match for Lynn.
If they can take advantage of that right now, it would be a great time to go on a little bit of a run.
In that first step, five service errors and five aces for Lynn. Here's a hard serve by Strothman on the attack. The Bulldogs pumped in the air by Strothman on the back row. Now setting up Maggie on the front line.
Yeah.
He's going to put it down.
Yep. Now it feels like Axel is looking like the team that we watched yesterday. So capitalizing on this right now, you can really tell that that ankle is bothering her. She barely got that serve over last time. Let's see how this one works out.
Another serve here from Natalie. This one pushed to the deep corner, picked up by Lynn. On the attack, it's worked through the double block. Nice job by Detweiler to pop it in the air. Now McClellan out to Broxman. Ava pushes to the corner. Lynn is there. Now a quick set works this time. Popped in the air by Detweiler again. Great dig. Now third push has to happen, and McClellan sends it across. Lynn on the attack, near side. Popped over the net, picked up by McClellan. Set here from Detweiler, coming at it. It's Reagan Hazenkamp through the double block. Picked up, nice dig by Lynn. Now work, trying to put it down. Popped in the air by Detweiler, and out of play. Great rally by both squads. Detweiler, three digs on the defensive side, but Lynn able to get the point.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a way better movement on this side of the court. Defense is there. Positionally, they are there. They just got to keep working.
4-4, your score, set number two. And back to serve will be Jenny Wirth, the libero for Lynn. Taken in the back line by Reagan Hazenkamp. Stephen Detweiler coming outside near side to Maggie Strassman, who puts in a powerful touch, Danny. Holy cow, when Maggie swings like that, it's unblockable.
Yeah, that's right. She's got to keep swinging. That's something that I would tell my team, too. Like, don't let them get in your head. Keep swinging and keep going on them hard.
5-4, Axel would lead by one. Back is Alyssa Hazenkamp. Good serve here from Alyssa, defensive specialist for the Eagles. Quick set near side. Right-hand punch way too strong there for Lynn. It's 6-4, Axel. It's the largest lead of this match right now. It's 5-2 here in set number two.
Yep, keeping that momentum on this side.
Alyssa Hazenkamp back to serve again. Taken on the back line. Popped in the air by the setter and work. Set across now. Axel on the attack. How about you?
That's it. That's the play right there.
Detweiler for the Eagles.
Yeah, Axel has figured out that if they continue to swing at them like they are, you're seeing Lynn take some balls with her hands now that you weren't seeing earlier. That's usually a sign of, you know, we're getting out of our comfort zone. Axel did that a little bit in the first set. Now they've got Lynn on their toes doing that.
Axel 7, Lynn 4. Alyssa Hazenkamp, another serve, another good one. Take it to the back row. Hilton with the set. Work on the kill. Hit the top of the tape and falls on the near side boundary on the line. So that breaks serve for Lynn. But that was a 4-0 run by Axel. And you said the synchronization of the Eagles looked really good during that rotation.
Yeah, it did. Lynn found the hole again, though. There's a hole over here on this side of the court that they're finding each time, but now the actual Eagles have just found a hole on Lynn's side, so point for the Eagles.
Reagan Hazenkamp, yes, found that open gap on the Lynn defensive line. It's 8-5 now, Axel. Reagan will serve. Here's a set from Hilton, outside work. Stuck up the net. Combination right there by Caitlin Detweiler and Maggie Strauss. They're going to say that was four hits, not touch, but I'm going to give the block there for the Eagles.
Looks like a touch to me.
9-5, the score. Eagles up by four. Reagan Hazenkamp, a little too strong on that serve. First service error in this set for Axel. Just the third of the match, so that portion from yesterday vastly improved.
Yep, but they got to figure out how to keep getting it over the net and in the court.
Azul Saints back for Lynn to serve it up. Taken in the back row by Alyssa Hazenkamp. Nice jump here by Detweiler, but there's Lynn to pick it up. Now we're down the line off of Hazenkamp, and we've got net violation anyway, so it wouldn't have counted even if it was blocked by Axel as they got Callie McClellan in the net.
Looks like they missed that block a little bit, too. Weren't exactly where they needed to be.
Stands another serve, 9-7, Lynn with the lead. Now Axel, here's McClellan off the net a little bit, picked up by the Bulldogs. Here's a set back to Peters. She can't put it down. Now Detweiler setting up McClellan. Big swing down the line. Too far.
Gosh, those deep corners are so open, Jake. If they could figure out how to hit that without sailing it out of bounds, that's where they need to be looking.
Fans, another serve here for Lynn. It's 9-8 Eagles here in set number two, a set they have to have. Set right back by the Eagles. Here's Lynn on the attack. Tipped at the net. Set right back by McClellan. Now the Bulldogs have to get it over on the third hit. Picked up by Reagan Hazenkamp. Now, at the net, Maggie Strassman didn't get a lot on that, but picked up by the Bulldogs. Now Lynn on the attack to the back corner. Nice job there by Alyssa Hazenkamp to keep it alive, and Reagan will send it over on the third. Now Lynn coming near side work, down the line, on the line.
Yeah, little mistiming on that block there, too. But, man, that was some great scrambling play. They figured out on defense where to stand in some of those holes, so I'll give them credit for that.
It's now going to be the fourth straight serve here by Sands. Taken in the back line. Here's Detweiler at the net. Battle jousting. Somebody's in the net. I think we're going to get Caitlin in the net on that one.
Yep, she wanted that one really bad. You could see, man, that was going to be a great ball.
10-9. Lynn has now overcome a four-point deficit. Take the lead by one. Is a deep serve taken by Alyssa Hazenkamp. Now back to, here's Maggie Strassman.
There you go.
To lock this thing back up at 10 apiece.
Yeah, that's right. That's one of those things that Detweiler does really good is she uses all of her hitters. She doesn't just go to one back-to-back. She can mix it up a little bit, and that makes it really difficult to defend.
Maggie Strothman will go back to serve now here for the Eagles. Tied at 10 and set number 2. Good serve. Dug in the back line by Lynn. Now work on the attack. Dug in the back row by the Eagles. Hazenkamp. Now McClellan tries to put it down. Diving effort by O'Mara. Kept alive as Lynn sends it across. Here's a free ball over the net and mistimed by Lynn as Peters tried to jump up at the net to send it back, but she missed it.
Yep, I think she wanted that one really bad, but didn't really judge how far deep it was, and her libero thought that she was going to get it, so she did not go for that ball.
11-10, Axel with the lead. Maggie Strothman, another great serve. Set coming here from Hilchick, set across on a free ball here by Lynn. Detweiler at the net, swings this one,
yeah,
puts it away.
That's right. That is what she does so well. That is one of the things that makes her such a great and versatile setter.
That is one of the when you see her, that back shoulder start to dip, you can tell. Here it comes, a powerful punch from the 5'6" sophomore.
And being left-handed, that makes it even more difficult to defend.
Maggie, another great serve, 12-10. Axel setting it up outside. Hilchin, puts it down on the back line. Diving effort there by Maggie on the back line, but could get a touch. 12-11, Axel.
Goes back to that net play. Got to get a hand on the ball.
So Maggie will come out. Claire Busting back into Libro on the back line for Axel. Back to serve. Lee Meyer. Busting takes it. Now Detweiler setting it up near side. Here's Natalie Strothman gets back into the action. It's 13-11 Eagles.
Ankle did not bother her that time, Jake. That was another just really well-timed ball. I have noticed that when Detweiler can get them closer to the net, the harder they swing, the more difficult it is to defend.
Axel definitely the height advantage in this matchup. Detweiler, deep serve taken by the libero for Lynn. Now a kill, touch at the net. Great job by Detweiler to keep it alive. Popped in the air by Hazenkamp, and Caitlin will send it over on the free ball on the third hit. Now Lynn on the attack. It's work in the middle. Popped in the corner. Oh, they say it's on the line. 13-12. It's tough from our vantage point. We got the team in front of us, but the Alliance judges here, again,
that's
these are the best in the state that get there are chair officials, court officials, then they work as line judges. The actual legal faithful did not agree, but it's 13-12. Lynn trailing by one. Here's Detweiler outside. McClellan stuck at the net, but it's out of play.
Yep. That's another one of those. She got her tighter to the net, and man, when she can get those headers tight to the net, they are just swinging at that ball.
14-12 now. Axel with the lead over Lynn here in a do-or-die set 2. They need to have this to force a set 3 if they want to play for a state title. Now Lynn down the line. That's too far. Axel battling off the points in a row. A good rally here by the Eagles. They're up by 3.
Yep, that's right. Got to figure out a way to keep that momentum on this side and keep rolling. Service over the net here would be good.
Another serve coming here from Callie McClellan for Axel. Taken in the back row by the libero and Turk. Set from Hilchin. Now work on the attack. Pops in the air by McClellan. Detweiler steps it up near side. It's Reagan Hazenkamp. And Reagan just couldn't quite get it over the net. 13-15 Eagles.
That's a hard angle to speed. Detweiler was coming towards her, and she kind of had to reach behind her, which made her send it into the net.
Back to serve will be Bailey Peters. 5'5" junior for the Bulldogs. Looks at her coach, knows where to send it. The lefties get it across the net. Good pass. Now a scramble here by Axel. They have to send it over on a free ball, but it was high. Allows them to get back defensively. On the attack work, goes down the line, pops in the air off of Detweiler, out of play.
You know, there wasn't anybody behind her, though, so she did reach back and try to get that ball. I mean, it was a great reaction, just didn't quite get it to go where she needed it to go.
So your score, 15-14, Axel leading Lynn here in the 1A D2 Kansas State Volleyball Championship semifinal. Winner will play for a state title later on today. Here's another serve from Peters, taken in the back row, and Detweiler's got to send it over on the free ball, third hit. Lynn, we're stuck at the net, but it falls on the Eagles' side through the double block attempt of Natalie Strothman and Reagan Hazenkamp.
Yep, so close. Just didn't win that joust there.
At 1 point, Axel up by 5 in this set. We're tied at 15. Peters back to serve again, the southpaw. Looks at her coach. Fires it over the net, taken to the back line by McClellan. Set from Detweiler. Here's Natalie Strothman.
That's it.
Punches that one off a diving attempt from Turk into the third row.
Yep, that was great execution right there.
Back step from Detweiler. Little twist game on that far side of the court. Axel again moving right to left across your dial. And Natalie Strothman back to serve with the Eagles up by 1. Hard serve from Strothman, too far. 16-16, your score. Second service error on the Eagles at this set. 25-13, how set one went. in favor of Lynn, and Hanover just won their semifinal second set. They sweep Ingalls. They'll play for the state title against the winner of this match. Detweiler sends it across the net on the second hit, and we have a stoppage here.
Back row attack.
So Lynn gets that point at 17-16. So Ingalls awaits the loser of this match. Hanover awaits the winner. And an ace here by Lynn as Turk, the Libro, sends to the back row, and it's a timeout for Axel. 18-16 Lynn. The Bulldogs have battled back to take a 2-point lead here in set number two. We're back after this 30-second timeout to Emporia, Kansas, 1A-D2 Kansas State Volleyball Semifinals here on FM 101.3. Sight.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Out of the Axel Eagle timeout of 18-16, Lynn leading Axel. Again, at one point, Axel led by five in this set. Jake and Danny back with you here in Emporia, Kansas, 1A Division II Kansas State Volleyball semifinal. Here's an ace out of the timeout. Diving effort, that ball hit the top of the tape, Danny, and a diving McClellan could pop it up.
Yep, I think she did that the last rotation, if I remember correctly. Those are just so hard to return because you don't know where that trajectory is going to end.
19-16, Lynn. Jeff Nichols back in studio. Appreciate the hard work. Here's a service error. She about called that on the line.
She was going to.
There by the floor, the line judge, she's laughing and looking at the chair and saying, yep, I got it right. 19-17, Lynn. The Eagles do side out. And Alyssa Hazenkamp will go back to serve the defensive specialist for the Eagles. Trailing by two, set number two. They got to have this one to force a decisive third set. There's a set near side. Lynn on the attack, tipped across the net. Great job by Maggie to be available for it. Detweiler setting up. Hazenkamp. Reagan can't put it down. Kept alive by the Bulldogs. They got to send it over on a free ball for the third hit. Detweiler setting up Maggie right in the middle. She punches it into the net.
Had her a little far left on that set, not quite high enough. She took that ball, the pass, and then was having a hard time transitioning back and then going up for that quick set.
20-17, Lynn with the advantage. And a miscommunication on the back line, and Ashley will take their final timeout. 21-17, Bulldogs 5-4, and set number two as Coach Rhonda Hazenkamp high-fives every single player and says, let's go, we got to regroup right now. We're going to keep this one here, Jeff, as Danny and I will continue to give you kind of look, set the stage here. 21-17 right now, Lynn by four. This set is exactly what I felt like this match would look like. Set one, Lynn really just dominated 25-13, but Axel, they're battling right now. What needs to change in the final few moments of this set for Axel to force a set three?
Yeah, they're battling. I think the only thing that I'm seeing right now is that communication on the back row. That is something that they did not struggle with yesterday at all, and for some reason today that has become a little bit of an issue, is that serve receive.
On the floor right now for Eagles will be setter Caitlin Detweiler, Maggie Stroffen on the front line, as well as Reagan Hazenkamp. On the back line, it's Alyssa Hazenkamp, Natalie Stroffman, and Callie McClellan. Continuing to serve here is Sophia Hilton, the setter for Lynn. Taken in the back row by Natalie. Good pass. Set here from Detweiler. Maggie Stroffman.
There you go.
Out of the timeout, winning the point.
Yep.
Danny, they break serve.
That's exactly why you call those timeouts in places like that. Hopefully she was telling them, guys, relax. Just play your ball.
21-18, Lynn up by three. Reagan Hazenkamp with a serve, a near ace, picked up though by Lynn. Here's work on the attack through the double block and on the line, but it went outside the antenna. Nice call there by the line judge to make sure that that was called. The flag went up immediately. It's 21-19. Hazenkamp, another serve, taken in the back corner by Lynn. Another near ace off the fist of the Bulldogs. Here's a miss hit, kept alive though by Axel. Detweiler sends it across now. Hayes against the Detweiler, back set, and Maggie Strothman missed it, kept alive. Was it a touch ball by Lynn? No, or yes?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Keeping it alive. It's worth
go, 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 go.
Over the double block and a diving effort by McClellan. Could not pop it in the air.
That hole, dang, that spot has been an issue for them the last 2 days.
And the spot we're talking about is this front left as Axel's moving right to left. Across your dial here on the floor, that rotation, the double block goes to the far side of the net. This opening on this side, Lynn found it. 22-19, Bulldogs. Here's a serve. It's a free ball over the net. Spiked down by the Bulldogs at the net. Waiting for it was higher. And Lynn, 2 points away from playing for a state championship against Hanover, 23-19.
Those overpasses are so tough to defend as a blocker on your side, too, because the ball's coming from behind you, so it's hard to time.
Stands with another serve, taken in the back row by Reagan. Back set here from Detweiler. Maggie Strothman just has to push it across on the third hit. Here's a back set work down the line, picked up in the air, and...
I mean, I thought she was in the net, but they say no.
24-19, Lynn. They're at match point now against Axel. 24-19 here in set number two. Saying, serve. Taking on the back row. Here's Detweiler. Swings this one down, but popped in the air by the Bulldogs. They're on the attack now. It's work, and she puts it down. 25-19, your score here in set two. Lynn moves on to take on Hanover in the 1A Division II Kansas Women's State Volleyball Championship. Axtell has a lot to play for still, though. They will be playing for third against Ingalls. We'll take a brief 90-second timeout and come back with third-place match here in just a little bit here on Sunny 101.3.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Emporia one final time before we take a little bit of a break. There's a 25-minute break in between, and we might have to move locations. We'll find that out here in just a minute. But Jake and Danny here courtside with you at historic White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas. We got 1A Division II girls state volleyball going on, and Danny Axel falls 13-25, 19-25 to the Lynn Bulldogs in that state semifinal. A lot of things that you could talk about that maybe just didn't go their way. There was miscommunication. But there's one area that, you know, they definitely improved on from yesterday. That was service errors. Only four in that match. But Lynn, a very, very formidable opponent.
Yeah, Lynn is just very scrappy. They were able to get to all of those balls. They were running all over the court. Again, we said serve receive was a little bit of a struggle, which is something we didn't see from them yesterday. When they can get a pass up from that back row to Detweiler and she can set those hitters tight to the net, that's where they're finding most success.
So we're going to have to step aside here in just a little bit, but what's the key for Axtell in order to get this third place finish here in the 1A-D2 state tournament? They're going to be taking on an Ingalls team. They lost in straight sets to Hanover, 25-6 and 25-13. So an Ingalls team that, again, you look at it on paper, Axel takes Hanover to 25-20, 25-21 yesterday. They take Lynn to the distance as well, and it's basically in the extensive of both their sets today. So what are you seeing from Axel? How do they get that third-place trophy to take back home?
Yeah, so I think you go talk about don't hang your head. Sometimes defeats like that can kind of get in your head, and volleyball really is, at this point, a lot of a mental game. We talk a lot about momentum and how that can shift. When you hang your head, sometimes that momentum is hard to get. So taking a deep breath, taking a step back and saying, like, hey, we got to be proud of where we're at right now. We have done some great work. Now we got to go back out and play the volleyball that we know how to play. Yeah, on paper, it looks like Axel should be taking care of Ingles. They played Hanover so well yesterday. They got to get back to what they were doing yesterday and doing those things. And hopefully Natalie can give her ankle a little bit of a rest here and that that doesn't become a bigger issue in the second match.
Okay, so it'll be Axel and Ingles coming up here in about 20 minutes from now, right here on Sunny 101.3 for third place. And as mentioned, Lynn and Hanover will be going for a state title. Ingles, the two seed in this tournament, they are now with a record of 37-7. Axel, 29-15. This will be the 2-8 seed going for third place over here. But the Twin Valley League just prepares you so much for opportunities like this. And there's no surprise that three of the final four here are from the Twin Valley League, and two playing for a state title and one playing for third.
Yeah. Like we talked about, we have seen a lot of great volleyball here, and we talked about the league specifically. When you're playing like teams like that all throughout your season, I can't think of a better way to be prepared for this tournament here. Sometimes it can be used as an advantage. You know what you're going to get out of your opponents, and maybe you make some adjustments to that. But, you know, overall, they have so much to be proud of being here today on this stage. What a dream come true for any high school volleyball player.
No doubt about it. First time since 2017 that Axel's here at a state tournament. We got one more match to go. See if the Eagles can bring home third place here from Emporia. We're going to step aside for about 18 minutes. Jeff, we'll send it back to you. But Sunny 101.3 listeners, hey, we'll be back in 18 minutes for third place action for the 1A D2 Girls State Championships here on the MSC Radio Network.